Where are you from?
Toronto.
Where are you heading today, sir?
Cincinnati.
Business or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Excuse me?
Pleasure.
In Cincinnati?
That's right.
Huh. What's the purpose of your trip to Cincinnati, sir?
Visiting a friend.
A friend? How did you meet this friend?
Went to school with her, stayed in touch.
She went to school in Toronto.
That's correct.
Huh. What's the name of this friend, sir?
Caroline Zink.
Zink? What the hell kind of a name is Zink? Did you just make it up?
No, it's her name.
What's the address and phone number of this Caroline Zink?
Here, I have it written down on this card.
Huh. What do you do for a living?
I'm an editor with a magazine.
What magazine would that be, sir?
Divorce Magazine.
Sir, could you please speak up?
It's Divorce Magazine.
Divorce Magazine.
Yes.
Sir, are you aware of the penalties for lying to a United States Customs official?
I'm not lying.
Are you telling me there is a real magazine called Divorce Magazine?
Yes, it's a self-help guide and a reference for divorce professionals.
Huh.
I'm serious. You can look it up online right now on divorcemagazine.com.
Huh. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to open your bag for me.
Well, there really isn't much in it.
Just sir, are you aware of the penalties for disobeying a United States Customs official?
I'm not disobeying. I'm just saying
that... Sir, are you aware of how easy it would be right now for me to ban you from entry into the United States for the rest of your life?
Yes, I am. Here you go.
What's this down here, sir?
Just towels, some clothes, a few books and CDs.
What are these little books here? Why do they all look the same? Why is your name on all of them, sir?
Oh, I made those myself. They're gifts.
Are you planning to sell these?
No, they're just gifts. For friends.
Tell me the truth, sir. Are you going to sell merchandise in our country? Are you stealing money from America?
No, I am not.
Huh. What about these CDs here, sir? Why is your picture on all the covers?
More gifts for friends. Just some poetry I recorded.
Are you one of those spoken word performers? Are you going to damage our nation's morale with your subversive poetry and then sell your CDs for our citizens' hard-earned cash?
No, I am not.
Sir, are you aware of how many spoken word performers we deport every year to Syria? Are you aware of the kind of torture they have there?
No, I am not.
And why did you name these CDs Cracktastic? Are you on crack, sir?
No, it's just a joke.
Sir, there is nothing funny about drug abuse. Are you carrying drugs on your person right now, sir?
No, I am not.
Yet your passport says you were in Amsterdam only 3 years ago.
I'm sorry, I don't see the connection.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to strip.
Excuse me?
You heard me, punk. You are going to remove all your clothes so that our officers can search your body cavities for drugs and poetry.
In front of all these other passengers?
Sir, do you want me to pull out my taser? Is that what you want?
Look, if it's all the same to you guys, how about I just save you the trouble of turning me away? I'll pick up my things and head back home, and you can go about your business.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, I've changed my mind. I don't really want to visit your country anymore.
Sir, am I to understand that you are verbally disrespecting our nation? Are you not aware that America is a haven of freedom and justice and liberty and freedom too?
And a fine job you're doing, I must say. But I think I'll take my chances up here in socialist hell.
All right, sir. You have yourself a good time over there in Sweden.
Canada.
Whatever, sir.